Okay, here's a story you might have missed amid all the attention focused on the Snowden case and the Zimmerman trial. China's economy is slowing down, or to be more specific, China's economy continues to roar along by Western standards, but has come down from its blistering growth of recent years. China's economy still grew by 7.5% between April and June. That's more than 5% better than the American economy. Economist Derek Scissors follows China with the Heritage Foundation, a conservative Washington think tank. Scissors argues that China's economy is now slowing because of its response to the financial crisis of 2009. That's when the American economy was going into a tailspin and U.S. consumers were buying fewer Chinese exports.
So the Chinese were worried about a lot of migrant workers, workers who come in from rural areas and work in the cities, and a lot of times in export jobs, losing their jobs. So what they did is they ordered their banks, and remember, almost all Chinese banks are state-owned. They ordered their banks to lend more. You could say, well, that was the right thing to do. But the thing is, when banks lend more in a downturn, that money's lost. It's gone. It keeps firms, keeps their doors open, keep people employed for 2009, but the banks never get it back. It got them over the shock and a threat of unemployment. But a lot of money's been wasted, and it means they're kind of stuck on policy options.
One thing we've heard is that China's economy has kept the world afloat during those economic doldrums since 2008. So if China's economy is slowing down now, regardless of how gradual, what does it mean for the rest of the world?
Okay, China's economy doesn't contribute to the world as a whole. It contributes to some parts of the world.
But doesn't China have vendors? Like, aren't they getting raw materials from places like Brazil they depend on?
Absolutely. Not just Brazil. Australia is a big example. Indonesia, to a lesser extent, Canada. The oil producers. There are a lot of countries that do depend on Chinese commodities demand. Oil, iron, copper, soybeans, wheat, corn. So certain countries, certain firms, this is a big event for them. So people producing commodities are hurt. People buying commodities, buying oil, buying food, it's probably going to help because prices are probably going to be stable.
I mean, economists, including yourself, have long predicted that China's vigorous growth would eventually subside. Many have argued that China is too reliant on exports and that Chinese consumers are not doing their part to keep the Chinese economy going. So what do you think is China's next move? Do they have a long-term plan to stay economically strong?
They do have a long-term plan. The question is implementing that plan. The new Chinese government, took over in March, absolutely wants to return to the market reform path that I at least think they left in the last 10 years. If they can do that, we're going to see a different kind of Chinese growth, more consumer-oriented, as you just said, less dependent on state spending, but still strong, healthy Chinese growth. The question is, can they do what they plan?
So if China does manage to undertake some kind of economic reform, do you see any opportunities for American businesses to sell U.S. products into China? You know, you just said it's going to be more consumer-oriented if they pull this off.
Absolutely. If the Chinese can pull this off, if you start seeing changes made later this year that have an impact in 2014, 2015, that will open the doors for the U.S. in two different ways. First of all, China reform would have to allow more competition. Otherwise, it's kind of meaningless. You allow more competition, it opens the door to more foreign firms, including American. Second, if you rebalance away from that state spending towards consumption, you got richer consumers. Right now, consumers are taxed basically to subsidize state firms. You got double-barreled opportunity for American companies. So that's not going to happen this year. It may not even happen next year. But if China can go through reform the second half of this decade, it could be a much better economic partner for the U.S.
Derek Scissors is an economist with the Heritage Foundation in Washington. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.